Yes.
Can you see that?
Oh my Lord.
There we go. No, we can't see you.
Pulse.
7:01 on the computer.
Seven.
Oh, well, all right. Computer's all right. Fast.
7 o'clock. I'm going to call the North Palo City Council meeting for June 22nd, 2021 to order. And I'll ask Anna to call the roll, please.
Councillor Acton.
Here.
Councillor Randall.
Here.
Councillor Norris.
Here.
Councillor Lee.
Here.
Councillor Hall.
Here.
Everybody join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Okay, any agenda changes and or additions? You're done? Move on. We have no public hearings today. So we'll start with the consent agenda and the approval of the June 8th meeting minutes, and approval of the June 2nd half vouchers in the sum of $12,850.86.
I make a motion to approve June 8th meeting minutes, approval of the second half vouchers, June's second half vouchers, for the sum of $12,850.89. 86 cents.
Thank you, Trav.
I'll second.
Margie, any questions or comments? Otherwise, none. B.
Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Moving forward, public comment. None?
Nobody online?
Council member comments.
I would like to thank everybody for coming. And that has been an honor, a privilege for the last 4 years to serve the community. Appreciate it.
The others? None? Move on to the Windy Mayor. I have a couple things. First of all, the PDA update, they closed on the deal. So money's in escrow, they closed on the deals. The new company has taken over.
Nice.
As of the end of last month.
Yeah.
Finally.
We have Terry and his disco
and his funky music.
Yeah. So that's the PDA update. So Ken will be working with the other attorney here in the next, talk about that when he gets to the point, but next few weeks, months, whatever, to dissolve the PDA. But it is closed and the new owners are in place and the city is no longer in the business.
Do we know what other distribution?
No, I did receive a copy of the escrow, and after paying county taxes, June rent, the escrow fee, the real estate commission of 10%, cash to sellers is $373,800.07. I know that the loans are right at about 180, actually. Somewhere right around 100. So there'll be other things that are about to pay the final payroll and whatever. So, you know, legitimately, their attorney's fees or whatever, we have to pay court costs. So legitimately, I mean, excuse me?
That's not working for free.
No, it's
really close to that.
Seriously. Seriously, I like approving his bill more than most because it's fairly low. But yeah, he gives us a good deal. But I think I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of just calculating, talking with Mary, whatever, maybe 130,000 after all. Okay.
Better than that Pope in the eye with a sharp stick.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. So that's PDA update. So we'll probably know more as the weeks go on. The other issue is a chlorine. We have a chlorine shortage issue. I wrote about it a little bit. Let everybody know. So the biggest chlorine producer on the West Coast is a place up Longview, and they blew out a transformer and they're down. They've been down and they'll be down probably through the end of the month, which has made a big shortage of chlorine. Some of the cities, I was on a conference call with some mayors, and some of the cities are looking at only a week's supply. DOH is scrambling, Department of Health in Oregon is scrambling to try to help because there's a chlorine shortage across the nation because of COVID. And then one of the other biggest producers in Louisiana, their plant burned down last fall. So it's a big deal. Longview has already put in place, they're not rationing the water, but usage, they're having people cut back on usage. We looked at our usage and we're going to stop for right now, irrigating out of the ball field and the soccer field right now until we can get more chlorine. We have enough chlorine to get us through 2 months. So we have a bigger supply than most. Brian's always ordering ahead. He always has, chlorine goes bad after a certain amount of time, so he can't stockpile it too much, but he always has a couple months. So we sat down and calculated, and we have about a 2 month supply.
Is this a different kind of chlorine than household chlorine?
No, it's the same kind of chlorine that you put in your pool. Now, what we, here's the interesting thing about chlorine and our water system. We're one of the only systems around. Most all cities use groundwater. They pull from rivers, or they pull from, you know, reservoirs, ground. The city of North Bonneville is one of the only ones that has a well. We're well down to an aquifer. Our water comes out pure as pure can be. Problem with it is we have to store it. That's where the bacteria come. You know, when you put it in, you have to store it. In summertime, it moves faster. So we don't have to use as much. The Department of Health said you can cut back on your chlorine because we use very, very minimal of chlorine. It's minute, but it's enough to kill any bacteria that's in there. They said we could cut back, which Brian did, cut back on our chlorine. But we use a lot of water this time of year. So you use a lot more chlorine because you use a lot more water. So we have enough to get us through 2 months. Everybody's scrambling to try to find somewhere else, but we're going to just kind of sit tight and be on the waiting list, and hopefully we can stretch it. We probably, from the mayors I talked to, we have probably the biggest stockpile of anybody. I didn't tell them that. Junction City down in Oregon, they got 5 days. Yeah. And they're full of groundwater. They have to have. So it's a crisis, but we're just going to, right now, the only thing that we're going to do is take action. It's just kind of stop watering the ball field and the soccer field for right now. That'll give us a little bit more. If this shortage doesn't end soon, we might have to take more drastic measures. But we're sitting okay right now. And that's all I have, all the bad news I have. We don't.
Right. We finalized a bunch of stuff for Gorge Days. Not that that's a city thing, but I mean, it is, you know, community thing. So that's getting closer. We put out a bunch of information on the Facebook pages, and Maria added a couple things to the Gorge Days website, which is www.northbonnevillegorgedays.net. And on July 1st, our water use efficiency report and our consumer confidence report is due. So I'm working on that as well as, we're working on a records management grant so that we can get a shredding company hired and get some time paid for somebody to come watch the front desk. Basically, we can't hire like a records expert. You have to use the people that you have, and then you pay for somebody temporary to cover the basic jobs while we do the record sorting. So we have to purge. I mean, there's records that have been dated back to like the 80s still in there, and definitely too long to be holding anything. So our retention schedule's not been followed. And we've been slowly purging away, but there's several boxes to go through still. I'm saying like probably 40 to 50 boxes of paperwork. So it's all out of the cabinets in my office. Now it's in boxes ready to sort by year. And so this grant would do us a wonder to give us some hours to be able to go through that and finally get it done, which would help our response time to public records requests. And yeah, because basically if you have it, you're required to go through everything you might possibly have related to that. So if somebody asked me for all of our attorney bills and didn't specify a year, I would have to go through all of our files and find all of the bills, not just this year, like all the time for as many files as we have. So data, you know, we have stuff dating back to the 80s. That's a lot of stuff to dig through and find. So we'd rather not do that, of course. So hopefully we get this grant. They prefer small cities. And so I'm pretty sure we'll get it. So that will help amazingly. They don't reward it or award it until September though. So we won't know for a while, but I'll turn it in and we'll cross our fingers.
What's the dollar
That we're requesting? Probably $3,500 because we need shelving units and banker's boxes and the shredding company and then hours of labor. So yeah, max is $3,500 you can ask for. So what I do is we've been compiling quotes and I'll send that in with the grant and then they'll determine what they think we need based on that. Yeah. Yep. And I want to say that's it. Josh has been working with me every now and then. We're trying to streamline some processes and make some of our own internal reports a lot more readable for everyone because the vision reports, it's a program that we use, just aren't feasible to just pop in and find a quick budget to actual. Like you kind of have to dig and piece things together. And so we're doing kind of our own thing because we're looking into transitioning to different programs. That way we kind of have our own records in case something goes weird with the whole transition. And the way that we're putting them together is actually just a lot easier to put together and read. So I think it'll be great for our transparency. I think that's it. It's going to be hot. Drink water.
Okay,
just not tap water.
Yeah, not the tap water.
Yes. Thank for that. We'll go to our attorney here.
And once you get a records request, if you still have files in retention, you cannot destroy the files that contain information related to that record request.
Right.
So that's another reason to get rid of old files. I just recently got rid of 78 banker's boxes of files out of shredded that were more than 10 years old.
Mm.
Oh, what a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And I was writing that check to the shredding company. It was like the nicest thing.
Yeah.
Money well spent.
Yeah. So, I've had a couple of conversations with the PDA's attorney. It started with a conversation last week ago, Friday. And he called me to say that the LCB was not going to approve the transfer with the receivership in place. And so we had a conversation, and again, trying to save you a few bucks, I suggested he prepare the motion in order to dismiss the receivership. And then he just didn't. And so apparently what he learned was it wasn't necessary because they did transfer the license. So that's a good thing because I've been kind of working on a motion in order to do a couple of things. One, dismiss the receivership, and then also to complete the PDA, closed PDA. Now, my hope is, since we have a case open, to do it all in one fell swoop. So then we wouldn't have to file a new case with a new petition, new filing fees, and all the costs involved in that. Just use the vehicle we've got right now in court and kill both those birds with one stone. And since we didn't have to dismiss the receivership, that's still open. I'm hopeful that could still work. Timing wise, they cannot give us the money until they make sure all the claims related to the PDA are paid. Because once the money comes to us, we can't pay those claims because we don't have any relationship with their creditors to be able to pay claims. It would be a gift of funds, you see, because the statute is very clear that the city has no liability to these people.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to hang on to that, for those proceeds long enough to make sure all those creditors' claims are paid, done, and then that will go to us, you know. They have a fiduciary obligation to make sure those funds don't get wasted and keep
close eye on those people to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't think it will at this point. I think they, you know, they know what is happening, and the, you know, to their credit, they got this thing closed. And so, you know, it's going to be a relief when this is all done and the city just has one fewer thing on its to-do list. It's been on our to-do list for 7 years, I guess. I guess if you look at it sort of from an investment point of view, it turned out not to be a bad investment for the city. Besides, well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, because if you look at the administrative cost of dealing with it, probably it didn't pencil out that well. Yeah. But at least, you know, it, whatever money we get will be, it will be current expense money. And the city can use it as it sees fit. And that's a real positive, because, you know, current expense money is not money you get, you know, that often you know, potentially six-figure size. So, yay. I think that's going to be terrific. So I'll keep you posted as this claims process goes through. I want also, when I submit this motion order to the judge, to see if the judge will give us some kind of a blessing, some acknowledgement that we've gone through a claims process, and that, you know, in a perfect world, have the judge cut off any further claims, whether you do that or not. I don't know, because there's nothing in the PDA statute about how to deal with outstanding creditors to PDA businesses as you close them. It just says it's up to the judge as the final say, essentially, to close it. So, you know, if the judge has some additional requirements, so be it. You know, the money's just going to sit there. So we'll see. I mean, it's all kind of novel. You know, those things, these don't happen all that often. So it'll be interesting.
That's interesting. Kenny brought up a good point. And that money that comes in on that kind of thing is how you use it. It's very lenient. There isn't a lot of, I mean, of course, the city council is in charge, but it's not, it's kind of like, let's say free money, but it's like money coming in that it's
unrestricted.
It's unrestricted.
Current expense money, the city can use it for anything, unlike streets, you know,
right.
Sewer, water, all those are restricted funds. But current expense can be used for anything legal. You know, yeah. Obviously you can't give somebody because you'd have to get the funds. But you know, for any city purpose,
right.
it's wide open, which is terrific. Because again, that doesn't, you don't get that kind of money that often.
Right. Excellent.
So, end report.
Well, thank you for that, and good report. All right, moving forward. We'll finish business, and we'll turn over to our COVID specialist for update. Councilor Ackman.
All right, so county is up to 381 total cases. Last time we only had 4 active in the county. And currently, we have 9 active in the county, so it's moved up a little bit, but still overall not too bad.
And there, thank you,
does the county test to see at this point whether it's a particular variant or not? You know,
that I don't know. I'm sure they probably do, because I know the statewide that the Delta variant that started in India. It's like 12% of the state's
really?
Current cases right now. So.
Okay, well, thank you for the update. Right there. Moving on to new business. Ready for this? All right. Approval of a liquor license renewal for J&Y Holdings. That's our Chevron this year.
I make a motion to approve liquor license renewal for J&Y Holdings.
I'll
second. Questions? All right. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Yes.
It seemed like we did that correctly.
Yeah, I thought we did just like 6 months ago. That's why I was asking.
Well, and sometimes they, excuse me, sometimes they're stiffer. Different licenses for different licenses. So they might have 2 or 3 different licenses for certain things.
Like the beer and the wine.
Yeah. So there's different things at the license board. So you're renewing last one first.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Thank you for that question. All right. Second, approval of license agreement, American Youth Soccer Organization.
Make a motion to approve a license agreement for the city of Marfaulville and American Youth Soccer Organization.
Second.
Are there any questions on this? This is the same agreement we went through with the Bridge of Little League, or Bridge of the Gods Little League for the Little League field. This is for the soccer field. And everything is pretty self-explanatory.
Is it going to be fenced?
No. No fences. They just get exclusive rights to use it July 1 until 11. They'll maintain it, keep it picked up. We'll continue to cut the grass out there. It's way too big to have somebody cut that big field, so we'll continue to cut the grass. But they'll replace sprinkler heads, which they've already done. A little sad we can't hear you. But anyway, when we get our chlorine in, then we can start here.
Future investment.
Yes. But the kids have a place to play. And we'll bring them, got Little League back, and now we get to get soccer back. So that's cool.
As the problem.
I haven't heard of any. I told the Bridge of the Loop or Bridge of God's Lily that there is no animals allowed on the field, and I haven't heard any.
I already informed the soccer.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, they can enforce that.
Usually, I do see a dog have to run around like Frisbee or ball, not too much
anymore.
Cool. Got better.
Yeah, your kids play,
You don't want to be stepping a dog.
Right. And it's dangerous, too. I mean, you go run and hit that stuff, and you're down. Okay, any other questions? Hearing none, D.
Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Abstain.
Okay, Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you.
You abstain? Okay.
I sit on their board.
I appreciate that. Okay. Approval of North Bonneville Firemen's Association request for lodging tax funds in the amount of $3,500 for their cruising. And there, I hear a motion.
I make a motion to approve North Bonneville Firemen's Association request for lodging tax funds for their cruising.
In the sum of
$3,500.
I'll second that. Is this referred to, Deanna?
I'm sorry, and who was seconding
this,
that?
Richard.
Okay, sorry. Okay, yes.
This is what you were talking about.
Yeah, so this is the application that the Trails Foundation put forward when they ran it, and the one that I put forward for them when I was kind of running it for them. And so this same thing, anybody can ask for these funds, anybody. So it doesn't even have to be, it can be an individual as long as they, fill out and kind of prove and show that it's going to be advertised more than 50 miles out so that it is a tourist event. And then we have reports to do afterwards that they'll submit to me and I can share with you about, how many people actually registered, because the registration asks how many miles you drove to get here. Are you lodging here and where? So that way we can, show proof of the fact that they are, in fact, tourists and justify using the tourism dollars.
How come that?
Firemen Association.
He's the president of the Firemen Association. Mm-hmm. And then they have to give us, according to our rules, they have to give us an itemized, it should be on the back there, itemized expense and cost and anticipate they're going to make out of it. And just as a reminder, because some of but when we passed our budget, we have right around $43,000 left in our hotel, motel, tourism. We have $200,000 in the facilities. We have about $43,000 in the tourism. And every year we put into the budget amounts spent. And this year I put in $11,000 to spend for board shape, which we won't spend it this year, the restrictions we had. so that there is money worth budgeted for this.
And we didn't spend any of the money other than last year.
We spent no money last year.
So within the budget, they still have to apply for it?
Yes. Because the budget money in the budget, it doesn't specify, anybody can ask for it. It doesn't specify. So the one that specifies or asks for it, then you approve whether or not they get it or not.
And Tom is raising his hand. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, just a question. How much has been generated this year so far? Or do you have any figures on the tax revenue?
$1,300.
Okay, this year so far.
This year so far.
Yeah, so roughly probably $3,000 a year, something like that.
Yeah, and it's growing.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to do better.
Yep, it is growing. I mean, there was a period of time we were getting $300 to $600 a year, and now it's doubled in the first half of the year. So
yeah, we've increased our Airbnbs, I think, is a big part of that.
Yeah. So there is a little money coming into it. Any other questions? Thank you for the good questions. Thank you for the question, Tom. Deanna, will you call the vote, please?
Yes. Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. For the association, thanks you also. Moving forward, discussion on TEIB funds increase ship seal project. This doesn't need a motion because it's discussion. I included, you approved me to put forward, ask for more funds, and we got the money. So we got another $27,000.
The honorable Brian.
Yeah, that was a typo. But.
I'm like, they think you're a judge or something.
I remember the first time I ever got one of those when I became mayor, I took it home and showed, dude, look at somebody called me an honorable.
You're honorable.
Yeah.
That darn right. Mayor.
So we did get the money. We were awarded the money. So that's not any questions on that.
And we increased our end by what we needed to do, right? To match that percentage.
Yeah, we increased
that
it.
Last meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
So sure, it was just a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, just $100.
But we did increase it. The one thing that's very important that everybody needs to understand it is that. So we got these funds, we're going to match, so we're going to have money to pay for this, but if you approve it. But you have to understand is what this doesn't cover is overruns. If they come into, and overruns, like our engineer says, is something that they're patching the road and the road caves in because there's a water main underneath that's been broken for years and they have to repair it. Something like that is not covered. We would have to cover that. But there's nothing out that way that is foreseeable that's going to cost us a lot of bucks. But any overruns that they run into, they will run it through our engineer.
I don't know, there's a big hole around my corner.
Well, that'll be fixed.
Can't go right underneath and over.
Oh, no.
There's a cavern.
Really? So maybe it might be a thing that we'll see. But any of the overruns, which normally aren't a lot, we will have to pay. They won't cover that. I mean, they'll cover up to what we have, but anything above that, what? Okay.
Do they have underruns? What's that? Do they have underruns?
Yeah.
if that happens, your money gets spent first.
Yeah.
Yes, our money gets spent first, and we don't get all the money because we have to itemize. Yeah. So TIB is the one that makes all.
Wouldn't that be nice, though?
We don't.
Is there any insurance we can take out? Like, say that we did a big job. I mean, this isn't worth taking out insurance. Is there like an overrun insurance for projects or something?
There is, but you have to have like a massive million or above dollar job.
Gotcha.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, if we ever redid the main line that feeds Bonneville.
Yes. We would look into getting the insurance coverage that. And I forgot what it's
called.
Is
that like umbrella insurance over the top of our general insurance?
Yeah, I don't remember those.
It's a construction. Yeah, it protects us. Construction
liability.
So something that unforeseen happens.
Right.
You know, like you said, a cave in because of a canyon or cavern or something that got opened up.
Right.
That line.
Yeah, there is, but again, if I think the minimum is like one. It's more than a million. It's like $1.2 million job or something. You have to.
Well, we did the water line. It probably
cold of course.
And it's not part of our basic coverage. I mean, our water line would be under our basic coverage.
I was just wondering
the giant deductible, of course.
Attaining some sort of extra coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we on something like that, we'd look into
this. Yeah, the basic one.
Yeah.
This is a pervading wage job.
Yes.
Everything.
Well, I fired him.
So we'll talk about that when we get to go to the next one, because that's what we'll talk about that. Okay, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. So any other questions on the UCE? Basically updated cost estimate was approved. We got that $27,000. Okay. So that moves us on to the next item on our agenda, and that would be approval of the chip seal project, approval of the bid of the chip seal project in the sum of $96,510. Presented by Sierra Santa Fe Corporation.
I make a motion to approve of the chip seal project bid for the sum of $96,510. Right?
$96,510. Actually, that's an award. So I assume that's what you mean. It says approval, but it should really
be. Oh, award. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. It's an award.
Okay. Yes. So I approve the award of chip seal project bid for the sum of $96,510 to Sierra Santa Fe Corporation.
Second.
Richard, was that you? Okay. All right. Chairman, answer your question. So there's a process, Kendall. But there's a process that you have to do, a form you have to fill out. They have to have sign proposal, bid bond, wage certification, prevailing wage, and they have to have the total bid. And when we open these bids, we have to check those off before we can accept that bid at all. And this was the only company that bid, and they had all those in place. They're all here. The certifications, insurance, fine. They were fine. Any questions?
Did you have an engineer's estimate? Where was that in relation to that engineer's estimate? You know?
The engineer's estimate, yeah. I've got that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was. I don't have it here. The engineer's estimate was a lot lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cost of everything, but I think his estimate came in when we approved it. Was right around $80,000.
Okay, well, I mean, that's consistent with what I'm seeing. You know, the oil prices have gone up, and that's a lot of that cost.
Yep, so. Fuel and stuff. And that's one of the reasons talking to our guy from the Department of Transportation, he sent me an email, and he said, Brian, put it forward and get it approved and get it done, because the oil prices keep going up. We got to lock it in.
Yeah.
So, any other questions?
Are they hiring local?
You want to get a job there?
Well, you know, for $45 an hour, I wouldn't mind helping out.
Your prevailing wage is pretty nice.
I'm sure that they need help. They
will my local.
You got your resume on Indeed?
You better approve this first before you say that.
Right. You can only make so much. He's retired.
Okay. All right. Any other questions there?
No.
All right. Circuit Park. All right, D, you can call the vote, please.
Councillor Acton?
Yes.
Councillor Randall?
Yes.
Councillor Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Now, there's another piece of business. We need to go into an executive session. I have a form. So I'm going to explain real quick. By law, we can go into executive session on certain things, and it's under RCW 42.30.110.
What's the subcategory?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. All right.
I got a really cool form here. Now, I thought you'd be proud. So, the council wants to go in. It's a consideration of a real estate purchase, and it's covered under 42.30.1101B.
Did you say B as in boy?
B as in boy.
Thank you.
Council will be in this session for 10 minutes. Okay. And the council is expected to take further action when we come out of it. Okay? All right. So if you'll excuse us, we'll be back.
Is that something you should add?
You can do an executive session. Okay. It's a regular meeting. So.
Okay. But if they come back and take action, then.
I'll do it. Regular meeting.
They can still do it. Okay.
Yes.
To everyone online, council will be back in 10 minutes.
So what do? Just hang out?
Hang out.
Okay. Dance?
Dance, maybe. And just remember, you're still on record.
Yes, I do know. I do remember that.
I think I will pause this recording, though. So you will still all be here in the meeting, but I'm going to stop the recording for now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. I actually have to wait until the
10
minutes has expired.
Do we? Oh.
Well, no, you can start the recording, but he just can't resume the meeting until the 10 minutes has elapsed.
Okay. And a note for everybody, speak up because they're having a hard time hearing you on the computer. So scoot it a little closer. I've been trying to kind of aim it at everybody.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, were you down on the light too?
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I was running. Yeah. Oh, see? That would be my kind of place. Yes. Yeah. I think that's the same one that got us. Oh. I tried to send him to Travis's house.
Who? What about all that way?
Wait, why don't you talk about this after the meeting comes back?
We are on recording.
We have a recording section.
Remember, Mayor, what time we went in?
Yeah, we went in just about 25, on my watch, 25 till. I've got about half a minute.
3 minutes on your watch?
Looks like.
What happened? You 3 minutes left?
My clock's faster than yours, so mine's a minute ahead.
Brian checked his watch. He's going in and coming out.
We're there, so I'm going to call, end of the executive session, I'm going to call the regular meeting back to order.
Okay, I'd like to move to authorize the mayor to proceed with the property purchase negotiations as discussed.
I'll say that.
Thank you. Which we really don't have any questions. Dee?
Yes. Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yep.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. We're moving to the end of our meeting here. Closing public comment.
Josh Good.
I'm Josh Good, Bonneville resident. Just got some comments about the sale of the PDA, or the wrapping up of the PDA. It's really good news. So long time coming. I just, as a citizen, just want to thank Adam, Steve, and Mary for really following through with it. You know, it was a huge undertaking. We'll be pretty grateful that they were able to, you know, steward this all the way through to the end, which is good. I also just want to make, you know, a comment on, sounds like the city will be receiving a sizable sum of money from the sale of the PDA. It also sounds like not a whole lot of restrictions on how the city can use those funds. I just want to say we should be really cautious and careful about how the city uses those funds. You know, money like this is very hard to come into, also very easy to come out of. So, you know, we really have a gift here. We have really a resource. How we use that resource should be the subject of, you know, thoughtful discussion and debate. Just because you got money doesn't mean you have to spend it either. So, yeah, that's all it. But yeah, good job to everyone. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Before you leave there, Josh, you deserve a thanks too, because there not only Josh spent a lot of his time. Josh did a very good job. He worked with the city. I appreciate it, because I don't think we'd have made it this far without your help. Seriously. So, you know, go ahead and pat yourself on the back, because if you don't, I will.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a team effort. A lot of folks were involved.
So. Yeah. So thank you, Josh. Thank you for that very much.
Thank you,
Doug. Okay, any other closing comments?
I see none online.
No one hands up. Okay, move to closing council comments.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming. Josh, the council does appreciate you and recognize what you've done and the effort that you've made to help us out.
It's a privilege to be able to help out. So thank you for the recognition, but thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So there was a Zoom meeting last Tuesday, I think, with folks about the homeless situation here. Did anybody participate in that Zoom meeting?
She had asked me to and then never sent me the invite.
Okay. Homeless here in Bonneville?
Yes. Yeah, we've had two people in the last month. We have a citizen turned down who's afraid they're going to freeze dead.
They're what?
Going to freeze dead at her doorstep. So she kind of pulled you a Zoom meeting with people from Washington, D.C. or wherever, state representatives, whoever, but just wondering if you have this connection.
No.
No, I've seen that about it on Facebook, but I was probably not interested to participate.
Okay.
Any other comments? No more comments? All right. Hello? Hearing all their business, this meeting is adjourned.
You used it without knocking his hand first.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
All right.
Hi, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you sign that thing?
Yep.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, no, we're good.
Backstory. Yeah.